Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Never can
stay goodbye. No. Saying goodbye to the studio today. Jonah Cameron, John Barcher, 94 WIP. Apparently, James Seltzer wasn't creative enough to come up with an Elvis song.
Used my 1 at 12 o'clock.
Well, I mean, you know, Howard's about to join us now.
Howard's going to have to deal with the Jackson 5 this
All
time.
All right, Jackson 5 it is. Howard Askin, brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things in Conshohocken, your football playoff headquarters. Stop in or head over to FWAT.com. Obviously great for Sunday for the games. Dine in or take out for 7 hours of football. FWAT.com to check out all of their awesome game day specials. We go out on the Schwartz-Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Carlton 800-JUSTICE the King. Howard Askin. How are you, King?
Hey, I'm great. Tell Seltzer there's many, many, many Elvis songs, yeah, but I'm okay with the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
It's legendary.
Wait, whoa. What just happened here? You're up there with the Jack. You just put yourself in the same company as the Jackson 5? Is that what I just heard?
No, I said they are legendary.
Oh, I thought you said I'm up there with the Jackson 5, like you're part of it. Yeah,
shocking, I mean, you couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, usually Howard spills nonsense out of his mouth.
I'm there with the Jackson 5 in terms of life.
All right, Howard, let's talk about who's with whom here related to the Eagles and the coordinator spot. So a lot of names being thrown around, and it's curious to me that John DeFilippo is not someone that is not just zeroed in on. And it makes me wonder, is there something personality-wise that leads them to not want DeFilippo back? What do you hear? What do you know about what they think of DeFilippo?
Well, a return is not always the best thing, and it's like a rematch in a fight. A lot of times, it's not as good as the first one. So I think that's more of it than anything.
Howard, that sounds to me like code for there's something there. What is it?
Well, I just think that they'd rather have somebody else. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. They'd rather have somebody else. Listen, they had success with John DeFilippo, but they've had success with other people. They just don't think a return is going to be good enough, and possibly they have candidates they think better of. So it really comes down to the coach, the quarterback, being on the same page with the coordinator. The thing, and I like John, and I've known John for years, but why has he not kept jobs for what was before? It was Minnesota, mm-hmm. It was Jacksonville, and was there one before? I mean,
yeah, Cleveland before that. Yeah. Cleveland dismantled everything.
So, yeah. So I don't know what the reason is. One of them may be his desire to be a head coach, and maybe that teams feel that interferes with what he has to do as the offensive coordinator. I'm not sure. I thought somebody told me he might get the job as the quarterback coach.
Yeah, Bears. I think he did take the job there, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bears?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then that's that.
Yeah, he took the job. He's the quarterback of the Bears.
In the last 24 hours?
Yes, last night. Yeah.
Well, sometimes, I'm a happening guy. I mean, sometimes...
Wasn't sure you were going. I was just like,
sometimes I missed
the... I thought you knew the way...
I didn't know. Yeah. You know, I mean, let a man make a mistake sometimes. Well, actually, I didn't make a mistake. I just hadn't heard it.
Well, that's all right. Dittinger didn't know that Joe Brady had left for Carolina.
It's true.
You're not in bad company there.
Hey, Howard, our station's moving, by the way, at 2 o'clock today. Make sure your next shift, you don't show up here, show up there, just so you know.
I already know.
You're aware of that, right?
Okay. I've been to so many buildings for WIP. What I might do is a tour today before I get to 2400 Market. I might make a stop at every location that I worked at, to wave goodbye to every one of them. And the last one would be 4th and Market before I go up to 24th
there
and
you
Market.
Go. Nice.
So there's been a lot. I think this will be the 5th for me.
Wow.
Well, speaking of going from, one guy to another, NFL Network was saying James Urban is getting tapped, or at least with some interest with that offensive coordinator position, a guy that's obviously been around you know, Doug before and had had great success in Baltimore with what's going on with Lamar Jackson and their season, how it ended. What do you make of James Urban as a potential candidate there, Howard?
I think he's in the mix. I think he's in the mix. I think Bobby Ingram's in the mix. I'm not sure there's a – I heard about a quarterback, a wide receiver coach for the Cowboys. I think it's not with the Cowboys anymore. That might be, and I forget the guy's name. He might be in the mix. But you're going to hear names. You're going to hear Jay Gruden. I don't think Jay Gruden's got a – and I wouldn't take Jay Gruden. But Jay Gruden obviously wants to get a job. But I think – and I wouldn't be surprised if Press Taylor gets a shot.
Interesting. Why is that? Just because of familiarity? Or
boy, Rich will lose his brain if that happens.
Remember, quarterback wants to be and really has to be on the same page with the offensive coordinator and the head coach. And I think he's worked extremely well with Press Taylor. People might have their opinions, but people don't even know Press Taylor. I mean, I know Press Taylor, but I don't see all the dynamics between he and Carson Wentz that have taken place, but apparently they're very good. So I think he's got a pretty good shot, too.
Really, what about Howard, what about Deuce? And why would Press Taylor possibly get that job instead of Deuce Daly?
Deuce Daly is the assistant head coach. Deuce Daly does a great job with the running backs. And maybe as far as and I don't know this, it's just an opinion. Maybe his creativity with the offense isn't as good as they feel it would be with the offensive coordinator. You've got to change. You've got to come up, and the Eagles are pretty good at new formations and new plays. But after a while, you run out of new formations and new plays. So you've got to be creative because teams catch up to a lot of the things that you do. So maybe they want someone with more creativity. I don't know that Deuce does or doesn't. I love Deuce. Deuce is terrific for this football team. He's helped Miles Sanders be not a good running back, but a terrific, sensational running back. And I don't know that I want to take away from one position to put him in another, but I don't think Deuce is in the mix. He's the assistant head coach as well, so he has input, but maybe it's the creativity. But that's why I don't think you hear Deuce that much, because they just need some more creativity, and I'm not so sure that Deuce does or doesn't have it. But as a coach, I think Deuce is terrific. The thing that disappointed me more than anything else, why didn't Deuce get a call from somebody to interview for a head coaching job? That to me is, I think,
I'll give you one reason.
Yeah.
You want one reason? Because the Eagles never make him the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
No, that's
honestly. Seriously. I mean, if I'm another team, I'm like, what's up with that?
Well, Joe, he has to be allowed to interview.
I understand that. I'd love for him to get those shots. What I'm telling you is I think the fact that they give him this, oh, you're the assistant head coach, be happy with that. Like,
yeah, but
what is that?
That has nothing to do with a team requesting permission. You can't deny someone permission.
I'm not saying they would deny. I'm saying other teams choose not to, in part because the team that he's been working for a while never gives him that
job. What would you rather be, Joe?
I'd rather be the offensive coordinator because it's the pathway to become a head coach.
Okay, what would you rather be, an offensive coordinator or head coach?
I'd rather be a head coach.
Okay, well, that's why.
But I'd rather be an offensive coordinator than an assistant head coach. That's the distinction I'm making.
That has nothing to do with it.
All right, Howard, lots to hit here today. Let's hop topic. Ben Simmons, are you losing hope or have you lost hope?
I lost hope 2 years ago when you told me he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. When you told me he was a Hall of Fame player, I was driving over the bridge and I almost drove off.
Oh, Howard.
Come on, Joe. You will never win a championship with Ben Simmons. And never, that's never, win a championship with Ben Simmons. I don't think Ben Simmons and Embiid fit together. I don't think Ben Simmons and Brett Brown, evidently, as he said, evidently he's failed because he still hasn't taken a three-point shot, and he asked him to take one a game, 5 weeks ago? So he hasn't taken one. Ben Simmons is in the regular season, will score some points, will get to the basket. During the playoffs, it's not happening. You know what's interesting, and think about this dynamic from Milwaukee. Milwaukee does not really guard the three-point shot. They're like the third worst defense against the three, but they're one of the top two or three teams defensively for the entire game. because what they do is they guard the inside. They guard the paint. They don't let you get to the basket as easily. And obviously, that wins. So if Ben Simmons is not going to be able to do that in the playoffs, and I don't even know if they'll get to Milwaukee, they will never win a championship with Ben Simmons, Benjamin, who, because Benjamin, as you know, doesn't have a J. They will never win a championship with Benjamin Simmons. Never.
What happens first? Ben Simmons gets a jump shot, or you retire that joke?
It's not a joke. It's reality. It's reality. Why would you put a J in his name when he doesn't even have one in the game? It's not a joke. I mean, that's my name for Ben Simmons, Benjamin.
No, I get that part of it. I'm just saying, what is besides Simmons? What would make you happy about this Sixers team, like moving forward? Because
they need a shooter. Need a shooter. I mean, Brett Brown wants to hunt threes. That's great. You can hunt them all you want, but they're not a good three-point shooting team. When they beat Milwaukee, they had 21 threes in the game. They will not do that in any game the rest of the season, and certainly in the playoffs. They don't have a shooter. So they've got to find a shooter, and it's not Tobias Harris. That was a horrible contract. I don't care what he scored last night. That was a horrible contract. And they just don't have shooters. As Brett Brown, he wants to get spacing and spread the floor. You got to do that with shooters, and they don't have that. I think in a couple of years, they're going to have to rebuild this team again because they're going to realize that they can't win with this team. And it's too bad. It's going to cost Brett Brown likely his job. And he's a really, really nice person. Good coach. I don't know if he's a great coach. But he's got a lot of coach talk and coach speak after games now. And it's just he's trying to dazzle us. And the reality is they just don't have what it takes to be a champion. And that's the problem.
Howard, the Phillies, they've gone way under the radar the last 2 months or so, and maybe that's to their advantage because it hasn't been a great 2 months. Do you think this is, I believe it has been, a disappointing Phillies offseason?
They got Zach Wheeler and they got Gregorius, which are two good players, but for the most part it's disappointing because you need another pitcher in both the starting rotation. If Smiley isn't a rotation, halfway through the season, this team's in trouble. I mean, that's a joke. And you need a bullpen guy, and they still have to get someone for the bullpen, a left-hander, even though Joe Girardi said, oh, you just got to get people out. It's not about a left-hander. Then why do you switch in the bullpen? Why do you have matchups with lefty and righty and all that nonsense? So if that's the case, then why have matchups when you bring guys out of the bullpen? So they didn't do enough. And the biggest problem is they don't have a farm system. And teams that win supplement their – you can't win with just signing free agents. You can't keep on going out and signing free agents and think you're going to win because that's not going to work. But they don't have a supplement from their farm system. Under Matt Klentak, the only guys that have made it at the major league level have been Haseley, and we don't know what he is yet. No, he'll be a platoon player in center. And Cole Irvin. Is that a joke? That's a joke. That minor league system is a disgrace, and that's why they're just not good enough yet. So say it's disappointing, but yeah. You can't keep on going out and signing free agents. And by the way, touching on baseball, I would vacate the 2017 and 2018 World Series. There should not be a World Series champion. It's happened in college basketball. It should happen in Major League Baseball. And to do that would make everybody aware if you're going to cheat, you're not going to get there, and that is a disgrace.
Does it help Clemens? Does it help Clemens and Bonds in a roundabout way, Howard?
Does it help?
Does it help Clemens and Bonds that there's a new cheating scandal, and while they're the owner, the general manager, and the manager got docked, the players got off, and Hall of Fame candidacies, I'm sure, will be strongly impacted 10 and 15 years from now. Does that help Clemens and Bonds with the voters?
It shouldn't. Because they were flat-out cheaters. It should not. It's just because you have another cheater doesn't mean I don't know who from the Astros.
Altuve would probably be the main guy that's a hitter, got a Hall of Fame possibility.
I think he's a terrific player.
He's a great player. Yeah. But, he's part of a team that cheated, and he was involved in a scheme of cheating.
Well, if they realize that a lot of his numbers came from cheating, and I don't know if they're a lot because we don't know how long that's been going on.
Right, it's exactly, you're right about that. Yep.
Yeah, 2017.
All right, Howard, let's get to this. I think I know
the way, Alex Cora should be suspended for at least 3 years. Did it with two teams.
Yeah, mastermind of the whole thing. I hear you on that. Howard, I think I know the answer, but curious to get you on the record. Are you rooting for Andy Reid to win the Super Bowl, and if so, why?
100% yes.
Absolutely right.
He's one of the best coaches in NFL history. He will finish his career in the top five all time of wins. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. You can't blame it all on the coach. You got to blame it on the players. I mean, Donovan has to share some of that responsibility when he was with the Eagles, and he was 4 inches away from getting to the championship. When D Ford was a D Ford that was four inches off sides. I mean, it's just stupid because they would have beaten the Patriots. So I am absolutely rooting for Andy Reid. He's a terrific coach. He kept the players calm last week, as well as Patrick Mahomes. By the way, that Kafka, the quarterback coach there, watch for him in the next couple of years advancing up the ladder, because somebody told me he's really done a lot with Mahomes. But Andy Reid is a terrific coach, and people that don't root for him in Philadelphia, they're just haters, and they're wrong. I mean, he's
Howard, I'll tell you this. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and Andy gets it, and I think that's going to happen, my money's on you to get the Andy Reid interview here on WIP.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. I've already talked to him multiple times in the last month.
Look at you, just dropping that in there. A little drop.
All right.
Hey, Howard. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe.
What?
Don't clutter up the studio, even though it's the last one. Don't leave it in a shambles, all right? Please. It's bad enough.
Hey, Howard, I got to ask you one question, because Bartzer and Seltzer won't remember this. You remember the final game at Shy Park, Connie Mack, when the everyone ran out and started grabbing every part of the stadium as soon as the final out was made?
I remember the video.
It is. I swear to God, for those that haven't seen it, and that's probably most people listening right now.
It's crazy.
It is the single most underrated video in the history of Philadelphia sports. I've only seen it once or twice. Final out ever at Connie Mack Stadium. The entire crowd goes wild ripping stuff out of the stadium. It was unbelievable.
You know what the best part is? They ripped the urinal out. Somebody took the urinal out of the stadium.
So, is that at your house by any chance?
I'm just glad you didn't go to that restroom. I wouldn't want any parts of that urinal.
All right, Ken, good stuff today. We'll talk to you from the new studio next time we talk to you. Thank you, Howard.
I'm going to be there tonight. I'm going to be there with Joe Santalagilio.
All right.
Beautiful.
The King, Howard Askin. Thanks, Howard. I'm telling you, it's a video that it just never is out there. I saw it once or twice. It's the most unbelievable thing that people under like 40 would have no clue of. Maybe many people under 50.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Yeah.
Final out happens. And if anyone was at that game, I'd love to hear from someone at 888-729-9494. Because this is our final show ever. Final day. And literally this right now, John and I and James, final show ever here at WIP from this studio, 4th and Market, starting at 2 o'clock today in an hour and 23 minutes. We move to 2400 Market, where John Marks and Ike Reese will do the first show from the new studio. And final out is made. It's 71, I think. I think the vet opened in 72, something like that. Final out is made, where the winning hit is gotten, whichever way it ended. I don't even remember. And absolute
pandemonium.
Bedlam. Absolute bedlam broke out with people. I mean, people are grabbing first base. Someone's grabbing second. Someone's grabbing home plate. It is freaking nuts.
Is there a video of this?
There's video, but I don't know where it is. I only saw it on TV once or twice. 888-729-9494 to Andy in Deptford. Andy would go straight to the mound and try to grab the rubber. What's up, Andy?
Yo, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Good, Andy. What's on your mind, man?
You know what? I don't get the whole Andy Reid hate. I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy. You look who he's behind in all-time wins. Paul Brown, Tom Landry, George Halas, and Don Shula. I mean, last time I checked, all those guys are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I think he's in now. I didn't feel that way until, like, maybe last year. But I think he now has done enough. Even if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, I think he's in.
I think he's definitely in. Yeah. And, I mean, pretty much he won everything here besides the Super Bowl. I mean, did he run its course? Absolutely. But I'm still pulling for the guy. I mean, he gave us a decade of football where we were relevant year in and year out. And prior to that, we were probably one of the laughing stocks of the NFL. So I just don't get the Andy Reid hate. I never have, and I never will.
I'm with you, Andy, 100%. What do you got on the 76ers?
Do you guys think, would you agree that the process is over and was a failure?
It was not a failure, and it was over in 2015.
Well, hold on. You're making a distinction. So you're saying what, John? When the rebuilding part...
As soon as Sam Hinkie left, the process ended. That was it. It's been over for a very long time.
Let me just make a distinction. What Andy's clearly indicating here is what began as an effort to lose in order to win is ongoing, and he's saying, will it ultimately not achieve the winning part that was part of the vision? Andy, I would say this. I think the answer is undeterminable at this point, but I think it's looking shaky. I think it's looking shaky.
I was more on the to-be-determined side, but now I think it's been a failure. I mean, you look at what we got out of this. We got a coach that's been here 7-plus years. All he established was a losing culture. He can't get
through. That's so not true, Andy.
What in the
world is Brett Brown part of losing culture?
John, would any NBA coach still be on the team?
If they were intentionally tanking to get better, yes, they would.
Would any other coach be on a team with the record that Brett Brown has
had? Is there any NBA team in the world in the history of this that has tanked severely as much as the 76ers?
And it was a failure.
Yes or no? No. Yes or no?
The answer is no. No one else.
I'm saying it's such a unique situation.
Yeah, and John, what Andy's saying.
That to judge Brett Brown on the first 3 years of like creating a losing culture when they turned it all around once they got better.
And this is what we got, John. Okay. We got a coach that can't get out of the second round. We got a big man that doesn't want to play down low and can't
They
stay
just
healthy.
Started doing this. This is their second time to get third. To the second third.
So,
sorry.
So we got a big man that wants to shoot threes and can't stay healthy. We got a point guard that's scared to shoot. We gave up picks.
And what did the GM do with knowing those problems, Andy? What did this current GM right now do?
Players make plays, okay? We gave up picks and got fleeced by Boston for a guy that isn't even on our team, and what's he doing with other teams?
Who made that decision? Not Sam Hinkie. Sam Hinkie didn't make that decision.
All right, Andy, give me the best. I'm going to continue your argument here for you. Give me the best ending.
The process was a failure.
I understand.
Okay?
I get your point.
And as far as my best ending, did anyone give the end of the whole Chip Kelly era with the Eagles?
Fired on Tuesday night.
All right, Andy, we got you.
It broke several websites, which was
he cared that night.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest nights
as shocking an Adam Schefter tweet as I ever remember.
Well,
that and Andrew Luck retiring.
And
those
then,
are the two.
Yes, and then Twitter just stopped working for at least 30 minutes.
I don't think it was quite as shocking, James, you're saying. A lot of people knew it was possible 5 days later.
No, yeah.
The timing.
But on a Tuesday
timing
night
wise,
before
yes.
the last game of the season, that came out of nowhere.
So, of all the meetings that have ever happened in Philadelphia sports, between a player and a coach, a player and a player, a coach and a coach, an owner and a coach, that's probably the number one meeting I would have loved to have been in the room for. Chip Kelly, why don't you come into my office here? By the way, close the door.
I think it was the fastest meeting possible.
I'm telling you, I'd pay real money to have been in that meeting. How wonderful would that have been? 888-729-9494. Coming up, speaking of the 76ers and some of the stuff Andy was touching on, just in the last little bit here, I've been in a text exchange with some friends, people going nuts about the Sixers. I want to read a few things to you relevant to the stuff we're discussing related to them. All the Andy Reid discussion still on the table. Are you rooting for him or not to win the Super Bowl? It's all here. Joe DeCamera and John Bartcher in for Richie today. 888-729-9494.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.